Let me ask you something. Have you realized that what happens in your mind actually shows up in your reality? Are you living your dream life or your worry life? Welcome to the Dream Team Podcast, where we will reverse engineer what our wonderful and successful guests have done to create a life that they love. So you can too.
Wow. I'm back. Welcome to another coughing episode of the Dream Team Live Podcast. How are you all today? I hope wherever you are in the world, you are living a life you love. And if not, why not? So tonight I'm going to go back over some key principles or some observations that we could make from our interview with Abigail Tunstall. Abigail was our Monday interview, and Abigail is the incredible South African lady with an adventurous spirit who ended up planning to sail around the world on with her husband alone, she thought, but got herself pregnant slightly before they were supposed to leave. Undeterred, Abigail simply grabbed her mother and brought the baby on board, and they sailed the seas of South America with tiny Tot with them. Such an incredible story, such an indomitable spirit, such an extraordinary woman. What can we learn from Abigail and her family? I didn't get to meet her husband or her mother, but I rather suspect it's a family trait. I suspect that they are a team of adventurous spirits. Let's look back at what Abigail told us. She had a 5-year plan, and they needed to save up money because they knew when they were sailing, they would be sailing around the world. I think we're sailing around South America specifically from Cape Town. And they were going to be doing it without working during that time. So they had to save up enough money. So that all went terribly well. She seemed very organized. We asked her how she managed to be so, you know, studious to save up, to wait and save money for all this time. And she said it was easy because her life was, they were just enjoying their lives and they had a plan. I think that's the principle right there, that if you know, if you've got a really big dream or goal and you're very excited about doing it, that can pull you. And she actually used the term, it pulled her into the future. That's the difference between someone who's got a reason to live, a reason to create, a reason to get things done, and somebody who is just going through the motions of getting by every day, which seems an effort, where you're like, oh, another day, another week, when's the weekend coming? Whereas Abigail and her family were super excited about the future. They had this incredible mission, vision, what they were going to do, where they were going to go, how exciting it was going to be. And that pulled them excitedly through the 5 years it took for this to actually happen. And then it was 5.5 years because just before they were about to set sail, Abigail found herself pregnant. Right, I'm going to slurp some Ribena. So let's go on. So patience is another principle. Good things come to those who wait. I don't know if that's always true. Can be true. But I think anything worth doing is worth waiting for. And sometimes, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. And if you've got big plans, then you need to start. You need to start taking action today. You need to begin your dream today. But realize it might take time, months, years, a lifetime even, for fruition. And the best dreams sometimes and often do. And so patience is also a principle of a dream team life. Okay, let's look else. What else do we learn about her? Another principle we've heard many times before is one step at a time. And Abigail told us about the story of her husband hiking in the Himalayas and how he did not know how to get one more foot in front of the other foot because he was so tired. 300 kilometres in 3 days. I'm not sure if that's right. Is that humanly possible? Anyway, but he realised that if he took one more step, he was one step closer to getting home, and another step, one more step closer. And we heard the same thing in the Dancing with Wolves episode about the wolves in Canada, the not the wolves, you know what I mean, the dancing, I'm being funny, the racing Iditarod dogs, the sled dogs, and our lovely guest who runs a sledding company, and how her husband in the massive race, that the 1,000-mile race, he would sometimes be so tired and so exhausted. It was, if I can get to the next tree, if I can get to the next tree, if I can get to the next lump of snow. And it's the same thing. So we hear it so many times, step by step by step. So that's another really important principle to remember that we've been reminded of. Okay. It is also important to sacrifice. Now, I'm never one to do compromise, and I don't really like the word sacrifice, but I think a principle of living your dreams is sometimes realizing what really matters to you and having to put off other things. So one of the things Abigail did was her husband drove a really small car because his dream was to buy this amazing boat and sail around the world. So having a car to save money, to keeping the old car and just driving to work every day in an old car was an example of making sure that you put your focus on the things that are going to move the needle towards your goal and your dream. So buying new swanky cars wasn't on the list. And so if you're really committed to achieving something, then you've got to work out what really matters. So for example, you know, if you're interested in starting a charity to save horses or dogs or cats, you know, you're probably, if you've got some spare money, going to be investing in your cause, not going out and buying Dior boots. So, because I know a few people that are really into Dior boots and things like that. They're not necessary. I mean, they're jolly nice. But if you've got a bigger mission, you don't care about things like that. You're going to invest, you're going to focus all your investment, energy and money on achieving your dreams. And that focus is yet another principle. You've got to have focus. Okay, what else have we got here? So again, you need a reliable team. And this is true in entrepreneurship as well as living your life that you love and living your dreams. You've got to have a team. Proximity is power. Now that often means like to lift you and to inspire you. You want to be around powerful people doing things. But there's also having a team where somebody's actually going to be with you and support you through the tough times and be a support so you can get the job done. So the Tunstalls brought their mother. Well, Abigail brought her mother on board. You need a nanny while you're sailing the boat, and you won't want to be in the middle of nowhere all alone with a baby and just your husband. Like, what if, so, you know, you kind of need a spare person, like an heir and a spare, so you need a husband and another pair of hands. So you find somebody. Now, they could have hired a nanny, I suppose. That would have been another possibility. But they were lucky enough to be able to take her mother. And then what a wonderful, wonderful thing for the child to actually be with their family all the way across the world in a boat. So your team, another principle is having a supportive team. And if you haven't got one, if you don't happen to have great in-laws or parents, you need to go buy them, borrow them, or trade in some way for somebody. I'm sure they could have had somebody who, in return for looking after the child, would have loved the adventure of going around South America. See, there's always, if there's a will, there's a way. Slurping more hot Ribena. It's quite late. I'm recording this quite late tonight. So, what else we got here? It was interesting that having something, I don't know whether anyone who listened noticed that she said, oh, I wouldn't really want to go across the ocean. They had planned all this time to sail from Cape Town to Brazil. But now, as a mother of three girls, Abigail looks back and says, oh, I wouldn't want to have to sail across the ocean. But she must have obviously originally planned to sail across the ocean before she became pregnant. So that's just, I'm just pointing that out to you because that's something that happens to mothers. So when you're not a mother, you're like, yeah, you know, nothing's going to hurt me and I'm tough and I'm going to be fine. When you're a mother, you suddenly have this extended responsibility, not about your own life. It's about your life in relation to your children. And, you know, if anything happens to you, you leave three young children on their own. That's really bad. So I think She didn't actually. She Abigail chose to fly to Brazil to meet the boat there, but doesn't sound like she plans to do any ocean sailing again now. So I just noticed that when we were talking to her, which I thought was quite interesting. That's nothing to do with dreams. It's just an interesting observation in our chat. What else we got? She utilised her time. So a principle of living your dreams and of success is utilise your time well. So while she went ahead of her husband because he was sailing. So she spent some time with relatives and she used her free time because they had carved this niche of time out. I mean, how wonderful in the middle of their life to just go like, okay, we're not going to have jobs. We're going to just go travel. I mean, the memories, the ability. I mean, that will never be taken away. You see, you can buy Ferraris and Lamborghinis and you can live in beautiful homes, but that can be taken away. And the one thing about creating memories is they are lifelong, possibly beyond lifelong. Memories, experiences, they live in the heart and soul of everyone who feels them. And they are worth billions. They are priceless. They're completely priceless. And I take my hat off completely to Abigail for helping her family experience that and create that. We are so obsessed in this modern world with material things and you know, cars and houses and clothes. A lot of people are like into their clothes. And I was talking to a friend about this today, actually, and how if we don't have a big dream, if we don't have something we really care about, life is really boring. It just means that we are going to think about what car we drive, what clothes we wear, how often we go out to eat, and what movies we watch. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things. And trust me, I love those things. I love doing lovely things. But that's not why I'm on this planet, to do those things. I consume those things as a nice treat for myself. But I'm here to speak. I'm here to inspire. I'm here to energize. I'm here to live my life and push the boundaries. And I'm here to help the animals. So those are my reasons for being. And if it means I go without a dress or some clothes, I often do go without clothes because there's a vet bill or a horse needs something done, or I need a piece of tack for the horse, that's saddle or bridle. And I wouldn't think of going, oh, I can't buy that kit because I need a dress. No, I've got lots of dresses. I've got old dresses. Old dresses are fine. So it's all about what you focus on and what matters. And there's no judgment here. Like, if you are somebody listening who loves their clothes, that's your passion, then you should have lots of clothes. It maybe you know, your dream is to be like, you know, the best dressed person in your city or something. Or it just brings you so much joy to have a fancy wardrobe and to be changing and really following fashion. Then that's who you are. That's what you should do. And you wouldn't want to probably be, if you're into that, you might not want to waste your money on cars, for example, because clothes are more important to you. A man will kind of like, I don't need clothes, want a pair of jeans and t-shirts, fine, but I've got my Porsche, you know? It's finding what you love. You gotta know. I did an interview today on a summit, on a women's empowerment summit. And we talked about, you know, what's the most important thing about living your dreams? The most important thing about living your dreams is, and starts with, and is repeatedly, asking yourself what you want. Asking yourself. We know what we want, but we are often in denial. We don't think we can have it. We don't think it's appropriate. We have guilt around it, shame. Oh, I shouldn't be thinking like that. I shouldn't want that. That's inappropriate. If you are lying to yourself, it is like a toxin inside you. You have to tell the truth. You owe yourself the truth. It's very, very important that when we are actually trying to manifest our dreams, that we start with our own truth. Even if you think that truth is a negative belief, you've got to start where you are. Okay, you can't start where you're not at. You have to start where you are. If you are depressed, if you are sad, and you're like, live my dreams? You must be kidding. I just want to survive right now. But you start there. Because you start like, so that's like negative minus 10, right? And you're trying to get to plus 20. But that's okay, because you go from minus 10 to minus 9, from minus 9 to minus 6. You can do that. But if you are kind of going, well, I'm really depressed, but I need to be ecstatic, your mind, your body's going to say, just forget it. It's like not going to happen. It's too much of a leap. Everything has to be a step by step. And you have to nudge yourself up through the levels of feeling and emotion. So it's really important that you start where you are with being honest. And if your honesty is, I don't believe I can do this. I've got severe imposter syndrome. I don't feel strong. I don't feel brave. I don't feel capable. I am definitely not good enough. Then you start there. And then you start to look at, and you get a coach, you get a mentor, you get someone, or you work on your own and you go like, is that really true? And ask yourself, is it really, really true? Because we don't, you know, we talk in stories, we talk in stuff we make up, we live in a paradigm we create. We create our own reality. And we don't often actually really dare to question ourselves. You know, oh, I'm no good, I'm not good enough, I can't do that. It becomes like a coy response. How do I know this? I've done it. I've been there, I've done this. You've got to be real. You've got to be real with yourself. And that means really like bare your heart, open your heart. So, not quite sure how I got off on that one, but it's very, very important to start where you are. And then you can build from there, no matter what your adventure, what your dream. What else we got here? So they managed to organise their trip rather well, and they managed to have a second child on the trip, I think for a third one since. But the money was running out. What I loved, she didn't mention this at all, but she didn't kind of go, oh, it was so awful, the money ran out and we had to stop. I just love her attitude. It was like, well, the money ran out and it was time to go on to the next thing. And similarly, we said, well, what's happening? What adventures are you having now? She said, oh, there aren't any massive adventures now. Maybe later, maybe not. Just flexible. She was just like living in the present, enjoying her family. Having spent her whole life planning this trip and then living it, I think that actually helps you. If you do something like that, you kind of get it out of your system. You know, you have this 3, 4, 5 year adventure. And you're like, okay, I've done the big adventure thing. Now I'm just going to enjoy being in my house and just being an ordinary person for a bit. Is it? And that's, again, where you need to be honest with yourself. You know, some people are like, no, I can't even be an ordinary person. I got to keep traveling the rest of my world, you know, and that's cool. And other people are like, I've done that. Now I just want to be normal. And I've done that. I've had phases in my life where I just wanted to be normal. I was just really focused on raising my son. And I just, my focus was making sure I could afford really good schools for him. Good schools and making sure he had fun and entertaining myself. So my life was very straightforward and very simple when my son was smaller. And then now my son's at university, I'm alone. So now I'm like, okay, I need to find other missions. Because when you're a mother, raising your children is a bit of a mission. It was never my entire mission. I wasn't that kind of mother. My son chose a mother that was always, I always had things outside of my family. But some people, they don't. But then when your children leave, you're like, now what am I going to do? And so this is when you want to dig deep, you know, and remember those forgotten dreams. Do you have any forgotten dreams? Do you have any? Do you have anything that you're wishing you had done? Because when your children leave, you're an empty nester, as they call it. Now is the time. Now is the time to dig those dreams out, dust them off and go, yep, I always wanted to. Why not? And, you know, sometimes in your midlife or mid-autumn years of your life, whatever you want to call it as an adult, it's the best time. You can go and do things now. You can explore. You haven't got to worry about getting pregnant just before you go around the world like Abigail did. You can now just go and just do it for you. You've done your job. You've raised your children. You've built your company. You've made your business work. It's a really, midlife is a really good time to go like, well, dust off the dream shelf. So I'm hoping Abigail will come back to some more big dreams later on in life. But I think, again, if you scratch the itch well enough, it can help a lot. Like, I've ridden horses all over the world and I've competed high level and I've trained with the best people in the world. And that was my dream. And now I've done it. I will keep doing it, but I know the drive isn't the same. I don't have to do it in the same way as I did before. So that's the key point there. So optimism, such an important factor. We all need to be optimistic. You've got to know what you want, and then you've got to believe you can have it. Because if you're thinking, I want this, but it's impossible, that you're just never, ever going to be able to find the energy to make it happen. So very, very important that you actually make this happen with an optimistic, positive attitude. And it sounds so trite, doesn't it? But you just have to find a way to believe it can happen. And taking action towards your dream starts to build in you integrity in yourself, that you know that you can rely on yourself. You can rely on yourself, and when you start to believe you can rely on yourself, you start to believe your actions will move you closer to your dream, which means you know you can rely on yourself more, which means you can make more action, which means your dream will come faster. Very, very important. And let's see. Be flexible. One of the last principles we get from Abigail was she had a plan, she had a strategy. She found herself suddenly pregnant. She was flexible. It's important you have a vision, a mission, and you can have the biggest dreams, but sometimes the dreams will change slightly, and sometimes you'll have to do a different version of the dream. Sometimes it'll be a better dream, something better than you could ever imagine will happen. But you have to be a little bit flexible. You set yourself a structure, you draw up the map, and you have to be prepared to go a little bit left, a little bit right, a little bit up, a little bit down sometimes. As long as you get where you're going or where you want to be in the end, that's all that matters. Sometimes the journey is better than the arrival. So, ups and downs, Abigail said. You take, life is full of ups and downs, and you just have to believe you're going to get there in the end. Keep moving. Step by step, like her husband did on his massive Himalaya trip. Step by step. Keep moving. Be optimistic. Have some structure. Be flexible. It's not rocket science, is it? That's really the keys. I mean, it's so simple. But do we do it? We get into the drama. We get into the fear. We get into the, oh, it's never going to work for me. We get the imposter syndrome. We feel like we haven't got the energy. We feel we haven't got the energy because we're not believing we can do it. If we believe we can do it, trust me, you'll find the energy. It's when we can't believe we can do it. That's when we feel really disempowered. So you have to find a way to have faith. It's in chapter 2 in Think and Grow Rich. Have faith. Faith in yourself, faith in your abilities, faith in your wisdom, faith in God. You have to have faith. And that is something that I recommend you read Think and Grow Rich for. I have a Think and Grow Rich group that I'm going to be starting up regularly on Clubhouse, because I started it and then I got busy and I had to stop. But I had such interesting conversations, and we're going to be going through the chapters of Think and Grow Rich and just discussing Think and Grow Rich. It's an amazing book. So that is Abigail's journey, and those are the principles from Abigail. I hope that you enjoyed those. Just me tonight. Marissa couldn't join us, so unfortunately just had the one of us. We didn't have delightful Peruvian Spanish accent with us. Just plain old me doing English tonight. But Marissa will be back on our next podcast. And it's just lovely to be with you all again. I hope that you are enjoying our podcast. Please do reach out. mldreamteampodcast@gmail.com. The address is always in the show notes. Reach out, let us know what you think, what you like, what you don't like. Who would you like us to talk to? If you want to work with us, you can work to us. We'll work with anybody at the moment for a short introductory session to let you know how we can help you live your dreams. And we have a Dream Team Life group on Facebook. So you can pop along there, just put Dream Team Life in, you'll find the group and you can join the group. And then you can ask us questions there. So we're on Instagram, the Dream Team Academy, Facebook, Dream Team Life. I'm at Dream Team Life on Clubhouse. And I'm Lisa Hamilton-Smith everywhere else. So, Marissa Manrique and Marissa Manrique and Lisa Hamilton Smith. We are your co-hosts, but not today, just me. Okay, guys, it's been lovely. I hope you've enjoyed it. It's very late now in the United Kingdom, and I'm going to go to bed and probably listen to some Clubhouse. And I wish you all a life that you love. It's the only one you've got. Live a life you love. Have a good night, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dream Team podcast. You can catch Lisa and Marissa every Monday and Thursday. Don't forget to subscribe and review, and dream on.